Okay, Marav Rabotai, we're beginning Siman Sadi Gimel, which is the halacha that a kedera that cooks basar, you're not allowed to use to cook cholov. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, an Ayin Vav, tells us that there's a machlokes hatanoim as to whether we pass in Nosin Tan Lefgam as mutter or Nosin Tan Lefgam as asar. Okay, Nosin Tan Lefgam effectively means that when flavor comes out and the flavor is good, so everyone holds that's asar. But sometimes the flavor can come out and it becomes putrid. It's already bad tasting. Again, we'll have to define the terms. How long after the bishul does it become putrid? And what does putrid mean? Does putrid really mean like putrid that you're eating, you say, ugh? Or does putrid mean you're eating, you say, no, nakishmak? Right, those are further definitions about nosin tan lefgam. So there's a machlokes hatanoim whether nosin tan lefgam is mutter and nosin tan lefgam is aser. We paskin nosin tan lefgam is mutter. Right, we paskin nosin tan lefgam is mutter. So frek the Gemara, if that's the case, how come they had to kasher the clay midyan? How come when Klal Yisrael wins the war against midyan, we learn in the Torah that kodavar sheyavo ba'esh taviru ba'esh v'chol asher lo yavo ba'esh taviru b'mayim? We learn now all the halachas of hechsher kelim from that episode of Klei Midyan. The Gemara asks Akasha, why did they have to kasher the kelim for Midyan if nosin tan lefgam is mutter? And for the Gemara, that really nosin tan lefgam is mutter, but lo asra Torah ela kedera bas yoma bovad. Right, the Torah only asered a kedera that is within, we'll say just for argument's sake, within 24 hours. Shouldn't I be able to use a keli she'ino basyoma? Right, let me just delay. Right, yeshiva guys don't have a problem procrastinating, so you delay. And then there'll be Enol Basyoma, then you'll use the Keli. Zok the Gemara, Zigazera, Enol Basyoma, Atu Basyoma. I'm not allowed to use a Keli after 24 hours, because maybe I'll use within 24 hours, like we gave the examples of those Yeshiva Bachrim in the Dira by the Mir. Know that if you're trying to keep Cheshbon, which side of the glasses, it gets complicated, trying to keep Cheshbon 24 hours, and that 24 hours gets complicated, it's a dinder rabbanon, you can't use a keli she'eino basyoma. However, bidi eved, if I cook in the keli she'eino basyoma after 24 hours, it's going to be mutter. The food is going to be kosher. So Tosus asks Akasha and I involved in Avodah Zarah. How come the Bidi-Eved is that the Kedera is mutter, right? Excuse me, how come Bidi-Eved, the food is going to be okay, but the Kedera I'm not allowed to use? Why is it, right, that when I use this Kedera, so the food that comes out is kosher, but I'm still not supposed to use the Kedera to cook? What's the difference between the food and the kedera? That's Taisus's kasha. Taisus says, "V'yesh lasis tam mavra ulahatir hamayichol v'lasar hakedera." So Taisus answers, "Lefisha kedera hayu ba iser gomer betchila, ava hamachol lo nivla bo iser meolam." Taisus answers that the kedera originally had iser, but the Maichel didn't. Now, what that means with Ha'ora is that in the time of Midyan, they cooked Chazer in the pot. Originally, that Chazer was Geshmaka Chazer. So therefore, since the Kedera had real time of Chazer originally, that's why I'm not allowed to use this Kedera. But the Maichel that absorbed the Maichel that absorbed the Chazer only once it was Nosin Tan Lefgam, since the taste in the Maichel was always Heter, so therefore the Maichel is Mutter. That's what Tosus says. Now, what should emerge according to Tosus is as follows. That if I have a Kedera that I cooked Basar in, So then, l'cha'ira, I should be allowed to cook cholav in that same kedera after 24 hours. No? The only reason why Tosfos says I'm machmir not to use the kedera, but I'm make on the food, is because the food absorbed tam that was already lefgam, right? In other words, when Tosfos is lashon, the food never absorbed iser. So we could suggest that in a situation where the kedera never absorbed iser, if I have a kedera that absorbed basar, after 24 hours I should be allowed to cook cholov into it, because marabaza, right? And that l'cha'ora would be against Judaism. No? The Prima Gadim over here is already sensitive to this issue. Now, it happens that the Rush, Sof Avodah Zarah, the Rush asks Tosfos' kasha, and the Rush gives a different answer. The Rush says, you know what? There's no room to make a gezeira eno ben yomo atu ben yomo by the maichol, because once you assert using the keli she'eno ben yomo, you're not going to end up with a maichol that absorbed the iser eno ben yomo, and therefore it's a mosad lo shchicha v'lo gazur bei rabbanon. Okay? Again, let's chazer. Tosfos bothered by Akasha. If I'm gozer, ain't the bin yomo atu bas yomo, midrabbanan, how come I don't make that gezeira on the maichol? So Tosfos answers that the maichol is always heter. The Rush answers that the maichol I'm not going to make a gezeira on, because the maichol only came about by doing something that was wrong, and right, because I'm not allowed to use the kedera l'chatchila. And since the maichol only came out because I'm doing something wrong, except for it's lo shticha to have maichol that absorbed iser, or absorbed inu ben yomo, and therefore lo gozer rabbanon, because it's lo shticha. That's what the Rush answers. Now the Prima Gadim over here works to create nafgaminas between Tosfos and the Rush. And l'cha'or, the basic nafgamina would be that the pashtus in Tosfos is that I'm allowed to use l'chatrila, a fleshik pat, to cook milk in it after 24 hours have elapsed. The Ra'ah had such a shita, no? The Ra'ah had such a shita. If you look in the Rash, if you look in the Ritva in Chulin on Sadi Zayin, my dear friend the Shiras Hayom quotes it. Rav Schechter always used to quote this, and I couldn't find it because I was always looking in the Ritvas and Avodah Zarah. But the Ritva in Chulin, Sadi Zayin, quotes this, and that's why I could never find it. I have in my notes, actually, Zarech L'chapes, right, for this Ra'ah. But the Ra'ah apparently had only one set of dishes. The Ra'ah would have one set of pots and pans, and he'd just wait 24 hours and use the milchik dishes for fleishiks, fleishik dishes for milchiks. The Ra'ah felt that the gezeira of eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo, is only in a situation like klei midyan, where it absorbed iser mitchila. But in a situation that absorbed hepter mitchila, you're allowed to use it. And that's the pashtus in the Tosfos as well. As the Prima Gadim over here notes, the Prima Gadim is Sif Seidas Oskimo. Now there is another hesber, though, for the Tosfos, which Reb Fivel Cohen on page 223 points out seems to be what Elijah Kramer of Vilna, what the Gaon has in Sifkatin on Hay. Look at the Gaon in Sifkatin Hay. The Gaon says, "V'yesh las," he quotes the Tosfos, "Ayin Tosfos, Sofa v'dazar, Dibar Maschum Mikan." That's a Tosfos that we just quoted. "V'yesh las is tam," right? That's a Lashon of Tosfos. How come they make the Gezeira on the Kedera, not on the maicho? So Tosfos says, "V'chein kan cholav aser detchilas blias habasar hayel shevach, avosh ar devarim detchilas bilua hayel lefgam," is okay. The Gaon is changing the nusach of Tosfos a little bit. No, Our Tosa says Tchilas Bli Yasei Be'Isser. And that's what led the Prima Gadim to his whole Zog that Tosis holds like the Ra'ah. However, the Gon reinterprets the Tosis. The Gon is saying that what Tosis really means is Tchilas Bli Yasei Meshevach. You see, by the Meichel, the original Bliya is Lefgam. No? Because 24 hours have elapsed since I cooked the chazer in there, 24 hours have elapsed since the chalav was in it, so therefore the basar b'chol that goes into the meichel is lefgam. But by the kedera, the tchilas b'liyasos l'shevach, it could be the tchilas b'liyasos l'shevach only in the bliya of basar, or the bliya of the chalav. Right? One of them was l'shevach. Or they both were l'shevach originally, just by the time they intersect, it becomes lefgam. So maybe that's the Pshat and Tosis. That's what the Gon tries to reinterpret the Tosis. Not bad. Right, Revival, page 223. Not bad. There's another Mahalach, though, which is a little bit, as Rabbi Sabolovsky would say, razzle-dazzle. Yeah? Rabbi Sabolovsky would say that. So the razzle-dazzle Mahalach is, we encountered a Machlekes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, on Daf Yud Zayin in the Taurus Habayis. What's the din of Nisan Tam of Gam? Does it mean that the Balua Shebedofne HaKli is Geshmak? If I could eat Bliyas, right, the Bliya would be, oh, what a Gevaldika Bliya. Or do I say that the Bliya itself becomes Pogom after 24 hours, right? Do you remember this? Does Nosin Tam Lufgam mean that it's Geshmak when it's in the Kli? When it comes out of the Kli, it gives Tam, which is not Geshmak anymore? Alternatively, I could say that no, it's already Pogom Kolzman, it's in the Kli. If the original Pshat, the first Pshat, is correct, that it's really Geshmak when it's in the Kli, so then we could understand the Taisers even on a situation when it originally absorbed chalav and then basar. Right? Remember, Tosis asks a kasha. How can we make a gezeirah on the kli, not on the meichel? So Tosis answers, the original bliya was be'isser. Maybe what Tosis means by the original bliya being be'isser is that you have basar b'chalav in the dofnei hakli. You're right, it won't give off its basar b'chalavness, because it's already lefgam. But the original bliya was basar b'chalav. That's maybe what Tosis means. Now, if that's the case, interestingly, it's actually the opposite of the ra'ah. Because there's a machlokes Rashban ra'ah about whether the bliyas and the kelim are gishmak, or whether the bliyas and the kelim are already bad. And the Rashba is the one who says that the bliyas and the kelim are, right? Again, right, the Rashba is the one who says that the bliyas and the kelim are gishmak. So if this third Mahalach is correct, so then what this third Mahalach would be saying is that Adarabba, that the Tosis is going like the Rash, but not like the Ra'ah. Okay. This is just introduction to Judaism. Let's go to advanced Judaism. Let's read Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says, the Keder Shebisho Babos Anala Rukuk Cholov, and if I cook it after Me'es La'es, it's Osir. If I cook it, then Bisho Botech Me'esa Eis, it's going to be Osir Benosin Tam. The Ramah adds that you have to be Mishair Negin Kol HaKedera. Now, Shach Sivkot and Aleph notes that the Mechaber who says Nosin Tam is also what she does say, that Te'imas Kfela helps. And the Ramah who says you have to be Mishair Kenegin Kol HaKedera, the Ramah is saying l'shita so that imas kfeila doesn't help. And when the Ramah says neged kol hakedera, the Shach and Sifkat and Beis notes, keneged kol hakedera means that we're not mechalek between a kedera shel cheres and a kedera shel mateches. In both cases, you have to be mesha'er keneged kol hakedera against that shita of the Raivin that we saw in the Shach Tzadik Ches Yud Beis. Okay, this is basic Judaism, Ad Kan. Now, the assumption over here is that I'm never going to have shishim keneged the doifnei hakli. When I say that you have to be mishum, this is clear in all the Rishonim. The Torah actually has a discussion, or the Torah with the Beis Yosef have a discussion about this at length, but it's a davar pashut that you cannot have shishim keneged the Dofnei HaKli. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes that in the Merkeves HaMishnah, he figures this out al derech ha-algebra. Ooh. Right? High school has come in useful once again. Right? He figures this out al derech ha-algebra. And if you want to basically see the numbers, our dear beloved friend, the Shiras Hayam, gives you the numbers. How, by the way, I don't know if any of you remember fuzzy math in the debates between Gore and Bush. You guys might not have been born, right? There was a guy, Al Gore, who should have been president of the United States because he actually won the vote. But whatever, that's a different story. And in the one of the Bush-Gore debates, so Gore was giving a lot of numbers and stuff, and Bush is like, fuzzy math, I can't follow. Actually, it was a brilliant line, because most Americans are scared to death of math. And if you quote a lot of numbers and you come across as being too smart, you're going to turn off that average Joe in Ohio or in Iowa, right? It was actually, so in the, math doesn't speak to me. Radius is half of circumference, right? Radius is half of diameter, nachon. Thank you. Radius is half of diameter. So he gives a... You could tell how little I know about this stuff. So the Shiras Hayom, basically he gives the numbers. He takes like a can of elite coffee, right? Those Israeli cans. And he tries to figure out how much the balua would be in the doifnei hakli, and how much the contents of the entire kli, how much the volume of the kli is. Who remembers how you calculate the volume of a cylinder? You're not serious. You remember this stuff?
Of course.
Oh my gosh. You guys are like so much better at this than I am. I don't, he gives this cheshbon. Basically, his cheshbon is that in order to... You would need... What?
Pi r squared times. Yeah.
Okay.
Every single pi is obviously 60 times.
Every pi is not 60 times.
It depends on the thickness of the wall.
Right.
The thickness of the wall. So it is shayach. So the Beis Yosef quotes, it is shayach to have a wall that's exquisitely thin, and the keli could be extremely large, and you have shishim keneged. The problem is that if the keli has walls that are so thin, the keli wouldn't last. It wouldn't stand, basically. It's virtually impossible. Almost none of our... And basically
you
none...
Do you know that garbage can has 60 times? There's 60... If you filled with water, it would be less than 60 negative the walls of the garbage can.
Again, you have to do the math. Right? This is the math over here. He just gives you the numbers. Basically, he says that one of these elite cans of coffee would need 1,238, and Lemaisa, the can, only has 997. He does all the numbers. Okay.
Pretty close.
I mean, it's off by 230. Right? So basically, you're not going to have it ad kam. There are two shitos in Rishonim that make it to the tour and are in Gansin rejected. The Taz, because his approach to life is to explain tours, so the Taz is masbir these two shitos. Right? We had this a few times already. The Taz tries to explain shitos in the tour. Here also, the Taz explains a Baha Itur. The Baha Itur says that this is unbelievable. I have a keli that I used for basar, and then I cook chalav in the keli, so I'm going to be allowed to cook chalav after it, and I'm going to be allowed to even cook basar after it.
Where does he say that?
Huh?
Where does he say the basar part?
He says...
Something that was very
nominal. What? Again, it's clearly understood that way. It's sound here. And the in Bishal Khalab Kadirishal Basar Vihi Bas Yaima Vyesh Bashishim Ikamanda Amar Mivasho Ba Miminsha Bishal Ba Akshav Kimishatasha Mutter Tam Havishon Bato Kadir Namutaris. Ikamandam I came to come a kli cheris and yesterday do feel olam tamishan any yotulam and blah blah blah. Right? And then he says the Kasav who the Baha Itter himself wrote, Shayakalavashaba me eza min shiyirtse. Isn't that Peferish?
Yeah.
I could cook whatever I want. I have a fleshit pot, I use it to cook milk. So now, wowza! I could cook whatever I want. And this is kind of awesome, amazing, unbelievable. So apparently the Baal Ha'itor is saying that the Cholav itself is going to be a Hag'olah on the Keli. Ayideh the Cholav, I just kashered the Keli. Now, whether I have to pour the chalav out while it's still boiling before it's bileya chalav, right? So that could be like a detail. But the Baal HaItur says that the chalav is the hag'olah. The Taz Tainas, that the Baal HaItur is only speaking about a kedera shocheres. And because the Baal HaItur is speaking about a kedera shocheres, so kedera shocheres, I'd have no way of kashering it otherwise, because so because of the bidi even nature, so therefore we're meko on the kedera shocheres. Now ma'anyein hadavar that the Taz over here seems to be defending the Baal HaItur, right? That's Taz Sifkatan Aleph. The Nekudas HaKesef has a comment where he says that his perish in the Baal HaItur is difficult. Not only that, he shouldn't have written any comment on the Baal HaItur because we don't pass like the Baal HaItur. Now, it seemed to me that that comment on the Nekudas HaKesef is like totally missing the boat on the Taz. Because the Taz's entire approach to Judaism is, I want to explain Shitas in the Torah. Right? So even though we don't pass in that way, but okay. Now, the Taz in Sifkat and Beis, in like the middle comment of Sikkot and Beis, he quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says that, let's say I have basar that was in the pot, and then I cook vegetables in the pot, so afterwards I'm allowed to use that pot to cook cholov. Right? Basar, vegetables, then it's mutter for cholov. So they ask Akasha, what do you mean? How could that be permitted? So the Taz says, well, you know what? It's going to be permitted if you cook the vegetables with the same amount of, well, it's not clear. He writes kashir. The same shir that you cooked the basar is what you cook the vegetables. Now it's unclear, does he mean shi'or zman or shi'or kamas? Right? The Taz says kashir, and that's a machlekes between the Prima Gadim and the Yad Yehud and the Balei HaShulchan notes. Forgot which sifkan about the Shulchan, but the by the Shulchan notes that there's two hezberim in the Taz. But Hayotze, the Taz writes to defend the Rashba, and the Taz is a little bit bothered by the Kasha. How come the Rashba is somewhat accepted, whereas the Itur is in Gansen rejected? No? That's the Taz's kasha. So Taz answers, well, the Itur is talking about clay cheres, and the Rashba is talking about clay shetef, the Rashba is talking about metal kalim. Now, what's interesting over here is the Taz is taking the approach that the Rashba is more Iskahalton than the Itur, even though he also wrote to explain the Itur, but the Taz is assuming that the Rashba is more Iskahalton than the Itur. And then the Kudas HaKesef,
he means accepted.
What? Eisgehalten means, yeah, like Eisgehalten, no? Held of.
Absolutely.
You guys are like Philistines over here, no?
We only know that.
You're the opposite of a yeshiva guy, right? The Nekudas HaKesef, however, has very serious problems with the Rashba, because Nekudas HaKesef notes that throughout Judaism, the way I do Hag'ala is I have to have Mala Resicha. It has to be boiling, bubbling. L'chayr, if I cook the vegetables, Mehecha Tesi, it's boiling, bubbling. And therefore, interestingly, I think the Nekudas HaKesef in Gansen rejects the Rashba based on this kasha. So the Taz is more inclined that the Rashba is correct, and the Nekudas HaKesef basically wants to reject the Rashba. Okay, let's just, maybe we'll pick up tomorrow or Tuesday, and I want to do some more, but effectively, what we spoke about today is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rosh as to how come we're machmer on the keli, not on the eichel, and the three possibilities how to understand the Tosfos. Happens that there's a third sheet that's Rishonim. Just picked out my notes, which I didn't quote earlier. The third sheet that's Rishonim is the Hagosa Shri on the side of that Rosh. The Gosha Shri says that maybe a machmir on the keli, but make on the eichel, because there's hagala on the keli and there's not hagala on the eichel. So by the keli, I say don't do it because it goes in the ben yomo to ben yomo. That's a din lechatchila. But by the ochel, well, since there's no hagala on the ochel, so then I can't make the gezeira at all. Now that seems to be the most reasonable explanation. But the Hagosa Shri moves away from it. Hagosa Shri says, no, that can't be correct, because im kenem hadavarim, we would be mako on kli cheres. Now, it happens that precisely that nekuda, we'd be mako on kli cheres, is what the Taz says as the Beyor in the Baal HaItur. So, that's all. Right? It's, everything is connected. We should have a wonderful and blessed day.